You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
All right, here's something you'll want to pay attention to: a twisted tale of ageism mixed in with a whole lot of politics. And here to tell us the whole tangled tale is Susan Ng, the Vice President of Advocacy at CARP. Susan, it's great to have you back on the radio.
Thanks for having me.
Now, listen, this started the way I've sorted it out, at least for me, it goes back to an ageist comment made by a Tory MP, Shelley Glover, of another MP, Anita Neville, and it said something along the lines of, "I'm afraid Ms. Neville has passed her expiry date. We need people with new ideas, willing to stand up, fresh blood, blah, 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 blah." If that isn't ageism, what is it?
Well, exactly, and that's why we called her out during the election.
Yeah, you issued a press release and said, come on, don't do that, right?
Yeah, we just said, you know, retract and apologize. There's a lot of your voter base that's going to be very offended by all of this. And she refused, and so fine, the election came and went, and both she and the person she accused of being past her expiry date got reelected, and because the woman was actually in a different riding from hers. She had calling out somebody else.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, so she went to a lot of trouble to make this ageist comment, didn't she?
Well, exactly. So,
yeah.
But after we called her out, she managed to browbeat the local television station from whom we actually got the quote to somehow dance around and say, oh, well, I guess she must have meant her policies were out of date.
Oh, that's the weasel word explanation you often get after somebody makes that ageist comment. Oh, no, I wasn't talking about the person. I was talking about their policy.
Well, exactly.
Nonsense.
And, of course, that idiom, is that the way we use that idiom?
No, of course not.
Well, exactly.
So there's chapter one. That happened. You never got an apology or anything, right? Okay.
No.
Fine. So it happens. And then another incident occurs that relates back to that issue, but takes the whole dispute off in a whole different direction.
Well,
is that a good
way?
Yeah. Okay. Now talk a bit about that so we can understand.
You see, Ms. Glover wouldn't let it go. So it's been a year and a half now.
Oh, she wanted an apology from you then, did she?
Well, yeah.
I guess.
She wanted to get me fired. You know, and to demand an apology. And I said, well, you know what? I don't think an apology is warranted in this case. You still have to explain yourself. But
yeah, exactly.
Let it go. I mean, the election's over, right?
Yeah, of course. It's done. Don't be a dog with a bone here, right?
Well, then she wouldn't let it go.
Yeah.
She's the ranking MP on the Finance Committee because she's Parliamentary Secretary to the Finance Minister. And, of course, that's the committee I'm always in front of.
Of course, yeah.
You know,
you got to walk by her every day kind of thing, right?
Everything. And every time I've been there, she's been saying to me, I'm still waiting for that retraction.
Oh, man.
Well, I want to say, well, I'm still waiting for a retraction from you. So what she arranged this time was for one of her colleagues now to sit on the committee, to come into the committee at the last minute, having not heard anything at all to do with our pre-budget submissions.
Right, right.
And he launches into this attack, saying that somehow we were campaigning for the opposition, which, of course, we're not. But,
well, no. I mean, in fact, you're very proud of your nonpartisanship, and I've witnessed it low these many years.
Well, exactly. And what he was talking about was an event that we had actually moved up to the riding in which was right next to Julian Santino's riding, who was then the ranking minister in the GTA, right?
Right, right.
And he was actually the only minister in the GTA, and we wanted him to attend at an announcement that we were making that we had a partnership with the nursing home to provide caregiver training services, right? And so we invited Minister Fantino to headline it because we knew that would bring media.
Right.
He's the ranking minister. But, of course, being nonpartisan, we invited the other parties as well.
Well, of course.
And we invited the local Liberal and NDP candidates, etc. But in the case of the Liberals, they decided to send the A-team.
Yeah, they sent Michael Ignatieff, right?
And he issues a news release, and so of course he gets media. He's the leader of the official opposition at the time. And so the media are surrounding him. His people are there in force. They say hello to everybody in the room. I think the local candidate dropped his literature or something like that. But, you know, that's you expect that at election time.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's nothing very partisan about that. I think I was at that meeting.
Yes,
certainly.
You were. Of course
yeah,
you were.
Of course I was.
Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, and had in truth, had we tried to stop anybody from passing out their pamphlets at that time, it would have been illegal. You're not supposed to stop people electioneering in public places.
Yeah, but somebody's out there listening is going to say, whoa, I don't get it. What is ageism and this stupid comment got to do with you acting in a partisanship manner? This is nothing more than an ad hominem attack on you and Carp.
Well, yes. I mean, Paul Calandra came into committee and started to accuse us of being partisan and therefore not an effective representative of seniors, that we were in fact representing one party, right? So that he carries on doing that, and all the time that he's talking, I'm thinking, really, you're going with that?
That's you choose that hill to die on?
Exactly. And so, of course, I managed to, I was given the opportunity to have my say, which was, you know, we are resolutely nonpartisan, and frankly, with our membership, you know, which votes across the spectrum, if I started to be biased in my presentations, my own members would come after me. I don't have to wait for some backbencher.
No, you'd have a lot of trouble from a lot of very active members. That's true.
Well, exactly so. Well, that got picked up by the media, didn't it?
Yeah, of course it did. Yeah, and then it goes into the House of Commons.
Well, yes, because after, you know, the Globe and Mail's Gloria Galloway picks it up and mentions the whole thing and gave me the opportunity to explain how, you know, the setup of that meeting, then the leader of the opposition, Tom Mulcair, raised it as his first question in question period to say to the Prime Minister, do you agree with your backbencher's views on CARP? Are you also attacking CARP?
Attacking the biggest group of its kind in the entire country?
Yes. Well, you know, the Prime Minister's answer, I guess he had to do it this way, was to say, well, you know, because, you know, we believe that the OAS changes are the right thing for the country, which is his right to say that.
Yeah.
And Thomas Mulcair's reaction to that was, well, I guess he must agree with the attack. But, you know, again, both of them are getting partisan there. But it does make for more media fodder. And I'm sure that when the Prime Minister was standing there listening to the question from the Leader of the Opposition, he's probably thinking, who is this guy, Calandra?
is he here? Could he stand up and identify himself? Yeah. But I mean, that was just a way for Shelley Glover to ambush you. That's
exactly
all that was about.
Well, you know, she walked around the room. She made one of her own MPs give up his speaking spot.
Yeah.
And got Paul Calandra's name put on the agenda.
So she could get her ringer into the room.
Well, exactly. And, of course, she had an interjection saying, oh, and I've asked for a retraction from CARP, and I'm still waiting for it, so I agree with Mr. Calandra.
Yeah.
So she says that, and I could even watch the chair's eyes rolling. You know, the other conservative MPs later came around and basically apologized for that.
Yeah.
I mean, really, there's no need for that. And it wasted 5 minutes of an important meeting. You know, every MP only gets 5 minutes to ask the question and get it answered. And so, you know, we're talking about the budget, which sets the policy and spending directions for the next year.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you'd hardly want to give up 5 minutes of that.
But no, you wouldn't. But in all of this, the original sin is then forgotten.
Well, yeah.
It's buried under all this politics.
Yes, I know. Well, you know, that's the way they want to use their time. You know, I can't, it's hard for me to explain it, but I don't know. I think that I don't know what they were thinking. Certainly, if I was in their position trying to attack a group, I certainly wouldn't do it like that. And,
yeah. And
by the way, with that accusation, by the way, I take even more personal exception to it, that if I had been campaigning for the Liberals, right, I would have expected a much better result than what happened at the end of that election.
Yeah, in any event, it wouldn't have worked out, would it?
No.
But, I mean, I thought Gloria Galloway did quite a good job of putting that all together fairly and completely. So maybe the positive out of this for CARP and for everybody else who detests these ageist comments, it still gives a little publicity to the fact that's what started this whole debacle in the first place.
Well, that's right. I mean, Gloria focused on the current partisan attack,
yeah,
or attack about partisanship. She didn't delve into ancient history, right?
Yeah. Right.
And I'm glad you're doing it now, because that's what started it all. You know, it sounds really ridiculous on its face until you hear the history.
It really speaks to sometimes the vindictive nature of politics, doesn't it?
Yeah, they have to let it go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
There was an election.
Yeah, there was an election. Let it go. By the way, you got a majority government. What's your problem?
Yeah, behave with some measure of dignity.
Well, this won't stop you, I'm sure, from any time in the future coming out with similar comments if any other MP or any other politician makes such silly, ageist comments. We got... Every one of them has to be brought out so we can all have a look at them, right?
Absolutely, and you know, it's essentially our job.
Yeah,
you know, we just sat around and let people bully us, then we're really not doing much of a job.
So where are we with the apology front? Shelley Glover owes you one. She owes you two.
Yeah.
Does she owe you two?
Yeah, pretty much.
So pretty much the next time you see her, she'll say something like, I'm still waiting for that apology. You can say, well, I'm waiting for two. Susan, thanks a lot for joining
us. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Susan Eng is the Vice President of Advocacy at CARP.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.